part of the Red Band Network. RedBandNetwork.com.
Extreme Bits.
This is Extreme Bits.
You're listening to Extreme Bits.
We now go to the phones. We're going to talk to Justin from a band everybody knows and loves and is extremely underrated, Anti-Flag. What's up, man?
Hey, man. Good to hear from you. How you doing?
We're doing good. We talked to you last about 5 years ago, I do believe. I want to say.
Oh, yeah. That's quite some time ago.
You remember that? Wasn't that a great...
Like we went to a different world or something in that amount of time. I do remember you.
Yeah.
I think he's being nice, but thank you for saying he does remember us.
I think at that time you guys had a different member in the band or something, and we had a different co-host. Right? Did you guys have a different member in the band? What's going on with the band? I don't even know these days. Like, really catch me up.
Yeah, man, but there's a lot that's taken place in that amount of time. We did two records. I was on a record called The Bright Lights of America.
I gotta stop you real quick, dude. Are we on speakerphone?
No.
No? Okay, sorry. It sounds weird, my headset. All right, go ahead.
No problem. Then we did another record called People and the Gun. So we did two records in 2 years, and we were basically running our asses off on the road and in the studio. This last year, things have slowed down a little bit. We've taken a little time off the road, and we've just been kind of kicking it around in the studio working on some new songs.
Now, what do you... how do you feel about Anti-Flag's new direction?
Well, it's a... I don't know if we ever had a direction, you know? I don't know if we have a direction that I can call a new direction from an old direction, you know? I mean, pretty much we're doing what we've always done, which is, you know, writing songs about things that are important to us and playing music that we enjoy making. And, you know, I think that's sort of been the formula for Anti-Flag, and that continues to be the formula.
What's the album you're most proud of?
I think about that question from time to time because I get asked it quite a lot. And
Okay, then don't answer.
So difficult.
Can I cut you off? Just don't answer that. If you get answered all the time, we're not interested.
Yeah, I mean, I get asked all these generic kind of. No, just kidding. It's tricky, you know, like because there are elements of records overall that you feel really excited about when you're making a record, you know. And I mean, for me personally, I think that The Bright Lights of America is a record that I'm kind of the most probably like proud of, the idea that I think we got out of the box a little bit from what we've done in the past. We tried something new.
And that's your 2008 release.
Whether we hit the mark or not, I don't know. But for me, you know, trying something new is always exciting. And you know, that's outside of our comfort zone, which is not always an easy place for a band to go. And that wasn't necessarily the easiest thing for us to do, but it was exciting.
What keeps Anti-Flag together all these years? Because, I mean, you guys have been around since the 80s. I mean, still around, still kicking ass.
Well, yeah, I think the drummer and I have been pretty much best friends since we were kids. And, you know, a lot of people...
Pat.
A lot of people in bands, I mean, I think that if you... quite often, the longer bands are together, the more people in bands hate each other, and it makes it harder for them to stay together. I mean, I think we've just been lucky, you know. Our friendships have survived, and you know, maybe after you're together that long, you know, some people it seems like they regress, or some people they mature. I think that we've just been lucky enough to mature, and you know, maybe a lot of things that or kind of petty arguments or, you know, the stupid kind of BS that drives people apart. We're kind of over that.
Well, and we're talking to Justin right now. He is in the band Anti Flag, and Justin, I gotta say something. When I told Chris and Brad here in the studio that we're talking to Anti Flag, they got very excited. That never happens. We talk to a lot of bands, and they don't get very excited very often. And Chris, why do you like Anti Flag?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, they're legends. You know, you guys are legends in your own right, you know. We talked a lot of up-and-coming bands, and, you know, some of them better than others, frankly. I mean, they're not all winners, you know. I mean, some of these bands are going some places and some aren't, frankly. But, I mean, you know, you guys, like Eddie was saying, you've been around a long time, and you know, you just made a name for yourself, and I just love that you've always done your own thing.
Well, I really appreciate that. You know, it's interesting you mentioned that to me in a way, because I was thinking about the songs that we've written over the years. I was talking to one of the guys who does a record label and put on a couple of our records, and we were talking about classic punk songs, and, you know, one of the songs we were talking about, he actually brought up Dying of the Government.
Yeah, classic.
I never really thought about it, but he was like, you know, that's one of the most classic punk songs of all time.
And do you guys not realize that?
I was like, you gotta be kidding me, man. And he's like, no, really. And it's kind of funny, man. You know, I never thought of it in those terms. It's kind of a interesting kind of thought and to kick around that we've been around long enough and written enough songs that there's at least one guy out there in the world that's like, yeah, that's like a classic punk song. Like, wow, we wrote a classic punk song.
It totally is, too. Like, he wasn't just like, you know, kissing your ass or anything. Like, everybody knows it, you know?
That was one of those songs when I was, I heard that in high school for the first time, and I was like, damn, fuck yeah, punk rock. This is what I want. This is what I want to listen to. This is what I want to be. Die for Government, Anti Flag, fuck yeah. Good song, yeah, man. And it still sticks with me to this day. It's a classic.
That. Yeah, you know, it's I think that what's kind of interesting to me when I look at punk rock today versus back at that time, there, you know, one of the things we were trying to do with that song was really define what we were about and what we believed in, because punk rock was so fragmented at that time, you know, and there was actually like, you know, there were actually kind of like these groups of people in punk rock that really were supportive of almost like joining the military and you know, kind of like if they had to go fight and kill for oil, that would be okay, because it was like a patriotic thing to do. And I don't know. I mean, it's interesting to me that we've been around long enough to know that punk rock wasn't always kind of defined in the way it is today. And we really wanted to define it for people as, like, this is what we believe in. And at the time, you know, the first Gulf War just ended, and I didn't want punk rock, or at least our punk rock scene, to be about, you know, being psyched to join the military to fight for oil. And that was a big part of what that song was about. And it's, you know, it's interesting to me to think that, you know, maybe our band and a number of other bands at the time that stuck it out all these years sort of helped define some of those, that, you know, those concepts of what punk rock could or should be about.
You gotta die for your government, die for your country, that shit. Let's go.
It's Extreme Bits Radio Show, Adobe Radio, music that doesn't suck, and I flag right there with Die for Your Government. We have on the line Justin. Jason, yeah.
Justin, hey, it's Jason here. I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you're driving around, have you ever seen like an anti-flag sticker on someone's car?
Yeah, and I always think to myself, did that dude want to get his head bashed in by the cops?
Now, how does that make you feel, though, that they sticker their vehicle with your sticker? How does that make you feel?
It's awesome. You know what really blows my mind is kids that have tattoos. Honestly, that's like an inspiration. It's amazing because it makes me think like, wow, we did something that meant so much to somebody that they put our band name on their body. That's a commitment. That's an inspiration to keep doing what we do.
You know, not a lot of people out in the world can say that, you know, something I was a part of, you know, they're stickering their cars, tattooing themselves. Like, that has to be huge. I couldn't imagine that feeling of someone it's appreciating awesome. your work so much that they'll, you know, they'll do that. That has to be awesome. How do you feel about that?
You took the words right out of my mouth, man. It's pretty wild. It's very cool.
That's awesome, man.
Well, you guys deserve it. You guys are a great band. We're huge fans. We really appreciate you being on the show.
And we're awesome. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Anytime. We'll talk to you again in another 5 years, I'm sure.
No, we'll do it sooner. Come on.
Justin,
make it 4 years.
Here's to 5 years. Party.
Justin from Anti-Flag. When you guys do stop with Never, though, we will party. I'll try to make that happen.
I'm into it, dude. That'd be great.
Awesome.
All right, buddy. We'll take care, and we're going to play your new song right now. This is called, not your new song, but one of your newer songs. It's called When All the Lights Go Out. And how can people find out more about the band and get more information?
Check us out on Facebook.com, Anti-Flag. Check out my Twitter. Solo after that, Justin Fain Solo. Check me out on Twitter.
hear the latest Extreme Bits interviews and podcasts at extremebits.com.